ngữ pháp và cách dùng từ.
10.
Khi còn bé, khi còn nhỏ,
versus
khi còn trẻ.
The expressions
khi còn bé, khi còn nhỏ,
and
khi còn trẻ
have mutually distinct meanings.
Khi còn bé, khi còn nhỏ
means when being little and implies an age younger than 13. Whereas
khi còn trẻ
means when being young and is used for ages between 13 and 40 years old. A person of the age of 60 may say both.
Khi còn bé, tôi rất sợ chó.
When I was little, I was scared of dogs. And
khi còn trẻ, tôi rất thích đá bóng.
When I was young, I liked playing soccer very much. In contrast, a person at the age of 25 cannot say
khi còn trẻ.
11.
Tập kết, di cư, tản cư, sơ tán, di tản, vượt biên.
These verbs have the core meaning to move and refer to different periods of time. They may convey some political connotations. In most cases, they are not interchangeable.
Tập kết,
which originally means to regroup, conveys the sense to move from southern Vietnam to northern Vietnam after the peace accords were signed in Geneva in July 1954, and refers to those who participated in the war of resistance against the French invasion in southern Vietnam.
Di cư
means to move from northern Vietnam to southern Vietnam at the same period of time and refers to those who did not want to recognize Ho Chi Minh's government in the north.
Tản cư
means to evacuate from areas occupied by French troops between 1946 and 1954.
Sơ tán
means to evacuate from the cities to the countryside in northern Vietnam after the USA began bombing the Democratic Republic of Vietnam in 1964.
Di tản
means to flee southern Vietnam and refers to those who fled Vietnam in late April 1975 before Saigon fell on the 30th of April.
Vượt biên
has the same meaning as
di tản,
but refers to those who fled Vietnam after the 30th of April 1975. With the meaning to send people to a safe place from a dangerous place, in general, the English verb to evacuate is equivalent to
sơ tán. Người dân được sơ tán ra khỏi những vùng bị lụt.
People were evacuated from the flooded areas. 12.
Giàu, giàu.
The adjective
giàu, giàu
does not take any preposition when used before a noun in the sense to be rich in something.
Cam giàu vitamin C.
Oranges are rich in vitamin C.
Nước này rất giàu tài nguyên thiên nhiên.
This country is very rich in natural resources.
Vở kịch giàu chất hài hước.
The play is rich in humor.